Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our permission before sending us to this dunya? And where were we before we come to this dunya? In the first paragraphs of Dua Notebet, you have a reference for this. Apart from in Surah Al-A'raf, also we have reference. Although the issue is quite controversial, but absolute majority of our scholars agree that before we come to this physical world, our souls used to be in a world known as Alam al-Dhar, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a promise from all mankind to worship Him. And because it was before the test, it's just like the Almighty God had instilled instinctively inside everyone else the knowledge and the belief and knowing God. Yeah, in other words, if you like me to put it this way, God is bringing you to a test, but He has already given you the answer somehow. And then He's testing you by the answer that He has given you, because He wants at the end to reward you and take you to paradise. So in Alam al-Dhar, instinctly we were all asked, Alastu barabbikum? Qalu bala. God says that I ask you all, and you all said yes. Some atheists, they say, I don't recall that. I tell them you are lying. And either you are lying or you have lost your memory. I will remind you. Before this world of dunya, we were in a world called Alam al-Dhar. And in Alam al-Dhar, there was the more apparently has happened than just am I your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His wisdom, has given each and every one of us, if you like to call it, a talent. Do you see? Why is it that, have you ever thought of this? Why is it that two twin brothers, they are twins, even identical twins, one is interested in one field, another one interested in another one. Subhanallah, as we all look different, we call it unity in diversity, diversity in unity. Alright, no two human beings from beginning to the end are identical, to say that the fingerprint is even the same. And for that reason, we all have different interests. We are all talented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us a talent, but different talents. How did we come with that? In Alam al-Dhar, it was given to you. You are born with it. Okay? And there is more into it. Of course, prophets are not talented. It's a divine gift of the Isma. But along with the same line, so that you can understand it, that explains how Prophet Isa from cradle, he was a prophet. How Imam, for example, Jawad, from that childhood, he's an Imam. Because it's not something that they have to earn, study and be graduated and later on reach the level of Ijtihad. And now you say that he's a Mujtahid Marja, and now he's an Imam. They are born Imam. Those who have this question, why in the beginning of Dua Notebet, pay attention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Alam al-Dhar took promise from them, I give you the talent or the ability of being a ma'soom, but there are conditions to it. You have to go through very hardship. You, your family will be slain in Karbala. You go through all this, each and every one of the imams. فَشَرَتُوا لَكَ ذَلَكَ فَقَبِلْتَ مِنْهُمُ الْوَفَاءَ أَمِنْ. They accepted the conditions, and you knew that they will fulfill the condition, and therefore you gave them that. So this is something about Alam al-Dhar. And did God ask my permission? Astaghfirullah. God doesn't ask my permission to give something to me. God acts according to His wisdom, not according to my permissions.